This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Todd would not open the door. I pounded on the door at the studios of...
I told you I wouldn't open that.
I'm like, come on, man. It's, you know... All social
there's
distance.
Jesse, there's me, and there's Larry Johnson, because he's going to keep the transmitters on or not. And that's it.
Pounded on the door.
That's it.
I had a mask in my hand. I mean, I'm telling you, I did everything right.
I told you if you had a flask in your hand, you might get in, but the mask isn't going to cut it.
The flask, yes, the mask, no. So here I am in Bismarck today for What's On Your Mind, and I can't even be at the studios of 550 K-Fire. Ron Ness was nice enough to open the door. So I'm at the North Dakota Petroleum Council today. And that's okay. I can see you from here, Todd, but I can't reach you. Anyway, we're
does this mean you're not stopping by Big Boy on the way over with stuff or anything?
Why you won't let me in unless I put it in a flask?
I can meet you at the door. Have you not heard the term contactless delivery?
Oh yes. Have you got a little table out front?
The phrase of 2020 you did not hear before 2020.
Do you have a table out front? People put things on.
Well, I'm not going to divulge that on the radio, but we have a system. Yes,
you have a system. Okay, yeah,
we have a system.
Keep it to a system. Hello, everybody. My name is Scott Hannon. We are coming to you live and direct from Bismarck today. Both Todd and I, Kevin's back in Fargo. Our ace producer Chris is broadcasting, keeping connected. Our producer from beautiful Mayville, North Dakota, got Daniel on the phones. We're all here, ready to serve you to find out what's on your mind. A lot of interesting things to share with you on the program today. We're going to talk to the administrator of the organization known as CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Got to have an acronym. It's the federal government. Seema Verma, she's on the President's Coronavirus Task Force and is very instrumental in all the COVID care restrictions and regulations and whatnot because, of course, CMS pays a lot of bills for individuals that have Medicare or Medicaid services. And the vast majority of individuals in long-term care facilities, senior care, obviously the tab is paid there. They yesterday came out with new rules. We were led to believe those rules would give governors a lot more flexibility. We're going to dig into that a little bit today, find out what that means. My hill to die on is family visitation. This is something I think is extraordinarily important and right now something we need to do. Here's why, and this is a question I'm going to ask her. Average monthly deaths, sadly, in a nursing home are 260 in North Dakota. Since the beginning of COVID, we've had 33 deaths in nursing homes. So, now, I'm not an expert. I'm not a doctor. I just ask a lot of questions. My understanding is that a large percentage of people in a nursing home are one bug away from passing away. They know that. This is end-of-life care, right? So it could be the flu. It could be the fever. It could be a fall. Or it could be COVID. So it isn't as though COVID is a threat different than any of those others at that point. And yet, we still have a very low number. I believe the big pain point now in senior care is individuals that are part of a family who have a loved one in those facilities who can't see them. That's worse than being one bug away from dying. They know that. You know, I'm not being crass about it. I'm just telling you facts about it, okay? The pain is not being able to see them in their final days, even before they have any luck. I just don't like that at all. So that's a hill I'm going to die on. We're going to be talking about that today. We're going to talk a little bit about where we're at with the planting season, what seeds are best. I've heard a lot of people say they're going with generics this year. You know, sometimes we take generic drugs and things are just fine, right? No problem. Is that the same in seeds? I don't know. These are questions I ask. And farmers, you tell me. Do you notice the difference between a generic seed and a seed maybe that would cost a little more, have a little more science behind it? I'd like to know. Troy Coons from CNC will be here to talk about that. And then we have an exclusive interview with Governor Doug Burgum and First Lady Catherine Helgus Burgum, following their conversation with the President and First Lady of the United States. Looking forward to that. And it is a wide-ranging interview on a number of different issues, including that conversation with the President. So be listening for that next hour. So, if you have something to say, lay it on me now. Don't wait. Now's the time. You can do that at 800-228-0550. You can do that at 701-258-0550, Bismarck Mandan, West Fargo, Fargo, on the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100 The Flag, 271-1100. Or text me at 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. The program today is brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I took the PetroServe USA studios, the sign and all, put it in the car last night, headed to Bismarck. Stayed at the Everspring Inn, great as ever. Love those folks. Take very good care of me there. It's my home away from home in Bismarck. Mike and the crew at Everspring, love you. Go stay at a hotel, even if you don't need to right now. Help these folks out. Same with restaurants. So today, at PetroServe USA locations across the Fruited Plain, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie for lunch today. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. That hot beef sandwich and chicken pot pies at Valley City. If you're heading north on I-29, Harwood has the meatball dinner today. Hard to pass a meatball dinner. If you're coming north or south on 29, I'd whip in there at Harwood. Also, how about this? The cheesy bacon pasta bake. Ooh. Find that at the 12th Avenue Fargo location or the country fried steak at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And remember, all lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. PetroServeUSA.com for more information, all the great specials. Today is a double stamp Tuesday, so you get your lucky 7 club card stamped twice. You have a card, you get 6 stamps, buy any fast food, and the 7th item is free. Nice. Also, Mountain Dew is buy 1, buy 2, get 1 free. And remember the 4-for-4 special at every PetroServe USA location. Great caramel rolls at Valley Dairy locations in Grand Forks and all the locations. So don't forget, Valley Dairy is a part of the family. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Dave is on the road. Nice sunny day, Dave, for a drive. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to affirm your comments about seniors in memory care or nursing homes being one bug away from the end of their life. I can attest to that. My mother's in memory care, and frequently when we were able to visit her, we would go to the memory care facility and find out that someone had passed, and this happens pretty frequently in that particular facility, and probably in most of those senior care facilities, death is unfortunately a common thing. But it's regarding the one bug away, just coincidentally, my mother fell last night at the memory care facility, and she broke her foot, and upon further examination at the hospital, found out she's got early pneumonia. And so, I just wanted to call and affirm your comments that, you know, these are tender, fragile people in these places, and you're right. It doesn't take much to put them in a serious health condition.
What is your mother's name?
My mom's name is Dorothy.
We're going to pray for Dorothy and hope that that early stage flu and fall and does not set her back, because what a terrible thing to hear when you can't go see her and can't comfort her. It's exactly what I'm talking about, Dave. So prayers up for Dorothy, and thanks for the call.
Thank you, Scott.
Take care. I appreciate that very much. Another person traveling and listening, and we love them all. Paul is on the road. What's on your mind, Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Scotty. Just a question or a thought. You know, when this started out, they were calling it Chinese flu, and now you never hear the word anymore. What's going on there? We try not to offend China by not calling it the China flu. What do you think?
I don't know. It's a good question. I have no problem calling it Chinese flu, but I haven't in a while, and you're right. I don't know why. I guess I say COVID because it's quicker. You know, I haven't even said coronavirus all that much.
People saying that sounded racist. I mean, I'm not saying I'm siding with them, but that's...
Oh, yeah. The snowflakes were going crazy.
Sounds so racist.
Yeah,
it's
Trump
like, it's got nothing to do with race. It's got to do with where it originated.
Remember when Trump was berated by some reporter? Why are you calling it China virus? Because that's where it came from, you know?
Well, that's what I'm concerned about. Let's get it out there. Thanks for taking my call.
If it came from West Fargo, we'd call it the West Fargo flu.
Exactly. All right, we're taking Paul seriously there. So now it's back to the Chinese flu. Call it Chinese flu. There you go. All right, what's on your mind? Let me know. 2-5-8-0-5-5-0, 271-1100. This is What's on Your Mind.
They say two heads are better than one. Even better are two Daves. That's right, two Daves. David Andahl and Dave Nearing. They're two Daves running for District 8. David Andahl and Dave Nearing, both businessmen, both political outsiders, both big supporters of Donald Trump. David Andahl and Dave Nearing are supported by Doug Burgum and endorsed by the Republican Party. The Daves will partner with Burgum to bring fresh ideas to Bismarck. And David Andahl and Dave Nearing will promote coal and support farmers and ranchers. They'll protect life and defend our Second Amendment rights. And Andahl and Nearing will term limit career politicians. See, two Daves are better than one. Two Daves for District 8. David Andahl and Dave Nearing, Trump supporters endorsed by Burgum and the Republican Party. David Andahl and Dave Nearing for District 8. Paid for by Dakota Leadership, Pat Cam Knutson, Secretary.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1 preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sun?
Back on What's on Your Mind. I think we need Todd to take over the bumper music today. You up for that?
The next one, but the ones after that.
I'd love to hear the C.J. McCoy and Convoy, because I'm thinking about that Convoy to Dak Diesel that's happening with folks that say, make my diesel great again.
Wait a minute,
C.J.
Who did you say that was by?
Wasn't it C.J. McCoy or something?
C.W. McCall.
Oh, C.W. McCall. Okay, I was curious.
Breaker 19, this here, yeah. Rubber Duck. You
I wasn't close at all.
Big
yeah.
Fan, come on.
C.W. McCall. Sir, there it is. Exactly right. So this is the convoy that's headed for Dak Diesel today because guess what? If you have a semi-truck, they can fix it. Pickup trucks, tractors, anything diesel, they're going to get it done for you. When was the last time you had it serviced? Think about that. You can save thousands and thousands of dollars by doing some good, smart service, and they do it better than anybody at Dak Diesel. Bismarck, based, they'll go anywhere. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011, Dak Diesel. Tell him Scott sent you.
I guess if CJ did his own version, it probably would be CJ McCall, so you'd be right.
That's why. Maybe that's why I did that.
Yeah. I didn't know he did a version of it, but I. Okay.
Yeah.
Why not?
Interesting. Yeah. More convoy action. All right. A bunch of texts coming in I want to get to. Calls welcome to at 800-228-0550. Director of Administrator rather of CMS at the bottom of the hour from the White House today. She's a member of the task force, so look forward to that conversation coming up here in moments. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Local Bismarck Band-In number 258-0550. Okay, where's my textures here? Bumper music. How about This Is Not America by Bowie and Matheny? All right, we're putting Todd on it. We'll get to it. Texture. Calling it the Chinese flu is not racist. Chinese is a nationality, not a race. The only race, in my opinion, is human. The only difference between people is ethnicity.
Okay, maybe not racist, but derogatory.
Thank you for that. Well,
and again, I'm not taking that side. I'm just saying that's what
people were saying.
Fed back from people, yeah.
And a lot of people were saying it. But it's the China virus. China virus, China virus, China virus. That's what it is. 100%.
You want some breaking news?
Yes.
You know that big softball tournament we usually have?
The McQuaid. It's world famous. Of course I do. It's not
canceled.
Happening. Not happening. Yeah.
Canceled.
I didn't think they'd do that. Here's why. Where are people coming from? Do they know? Are they in hotspots? Are they what? You know what I mean? So
this is it. How can you possibly maintain all the distancing and blah, 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 all that stuff?
Yeah. So I get it. I get that one. That's probably the first one I understand. Others, I'm like, can't we find another way? Can't we have a state fair with just the 4-H? I'll play the banjo. That'll be the entertainment. Let's have the state fair. Let's do it. A texter says, a few years ago, I visited my uncle in a care facility, Vibran Mandam. This facility required all visitors to patient rooms to put on sterile gowns, caps, and face masks before entering the room. Why can't this be implemented in care homes? Obviously, we're short of PPE, but let's ramp up production and make it happen. I call it the C virus. I was blasted by a person for calling it Chinese. Well, don't let somebody change how you call something. Quick sidebar here on this person's suggestion. We'll talk to Seema Verma about this. How is the coronavirus getting into nursing home facilities? Simple answer. The people that care for them go home. They go to the store. They go out and about. They bring it back in. Now, there is testing that's going on, although there are some nursing homes that are just being tested. I'm aware of one nursing home that was just tested. I won't tell you where there are a number of new cases that are there. They just found out. Now, there again, they are just now testing. So we've got a ways to go. The governor's going to talk about this next hour. But until we do, I agree with this person that family members put on sterile gowns, caps, and face masks before they enter the room. Is that not a way to bridge the gap? I think it makes some sense. Texter says, no facts allowed. No facts allowed, Todd. I don't know what that means, but no facts allowed. Think of this, Scott, says another. Look what the government can do to the American people, and we still have our gun rights. Help me decipher that one. Give it time? Do I got to give it time? Oh, you're saying, yeah.
Well, we don't have enough.
Don't worry.
See, if they took the guns, they'd have to come up with enough cleaning materials before they actually took possession of the guns.
But what is this person saying? Think of this. Look what the government could do to the American people.
You don't have the right to do anything else. But you have the right to have your gun.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's good, right? I mean, that's one right that should be there.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I kind of get sick to my stomach when I hear, you know, you can do this, you can't do that. You go 25% of capacity, you go to 50% of capacity. There is the white coat effect. There is the white coat effect we talked about yesterday. And let's fight this fear. Let's fight it. Texter says, boy, the texters are on fire today. Has anyone thought about asking their senior loved one what they want?
There you go.
If it were me in a nursing home, I'd want to see and hug my family daily. And if I got COVID, so be it. This is not quality of life, living extra days if I can't touch my loved ones. Exactly! We're piling on the questions for Seema Verma.
On, that's all. And have a mask.
Yeah. Text or maybe not. Again, what does the family want? Do they want to see me looking like I'm in Ghostbusters, or do they want to actually see me? I don't know.
Yeah, because that's how, you know, you want the last time they see you alive in the nursing home, let's just say we're there, right? That's how they want to see you, is in a spacesuit.
Another texter says,
beekeeper's outfit.
Why not a waiver form? Here's another listener. Ask how many people that died in the hospital since COVID started were transferred from long-term care facilities. Died in the hospital, not in long-term care. Interesting. That could be part of our numbers. Well, again, in North Dakota, we're 44, I think, last night. 44 total deaths of COVID. 33 of those were from senior care facilities. That sounds like a lot and a big percentage of our small overall number, but 260 die every year. So as I said at the beginning, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much, sadly. Sadly, it does not take much. Texture says, why doesn't the state report nursing home deaths? Other states do. Minnesota reports nursing home deaths and the name of the nursing home. Families with loved ones in the facilities should have the right to know if COVID is going through that nursing home, especially people who may have put their loved ones in those facilities. It's public information in other states. Again, why not North Dakota? I believe we have that information, and every time the governor's asked, he gives it. It is not on the daily report, but it is in... there's one thing I go to with the Department of Health website, and I can't remember the slash... you know, whatever, but it's there. So I'm pretty sure that's out there for the texter. I'm in New York. Can we switch governors? I don't know that we can help them with that. I'm not sure. More coming up.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers back on the job after weeks of auto plant shutdowns because of the pandemic, and management and union officials agree that yesterday's first day back went well. This UAW member at a Ford plant in Detroit says,
it's a learning curve. It's different. They got a lot of new safety precautions in place. The mask is difficult to wear as far as your glasses up, but we're going to be all right.
The precautions do slow down the normal production rate. One worker telling reporters while they'd normally build 400 trucks during a shift, they only managed to produce about 100 yesterday. President Trump saying the World Health Organization is, in his words, a puppet of China, telling reporters the organization's response to the global pandemic has been a very sad job. He recently halted U.S. contributions to the WHO. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me know when you got a call coming in, would you? Back on What's On Your Mind, Seema Verdi will join us in moments. She is the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Rather important person in the cog of the response to COVID and providing health care to individuals on that particular nursing homes, memory care, senior care facilities all over the USA. Very important, in fact. So she'll be joining us momentarily on What's On Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Let's see here. She's not called yet. So I am just having to send another number to these folks. 10:30 Eastern. Sometimes we have this little thing called the time zone factor. Right, Tom?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
And so we don't like the time zone factor, but the time zone looks good. The time zone looks good. What's the last four numbers?
Should all North Dakota be on one time zone, by the way?
Should it?
It's been brought up a few hundred thousand times, I realize. But
I think yes. Is that the right answer? Just for, continuity's sake? Do you believe this or no? I think yes. Yeah. But that's sort of, as we say,
Think that way. You're one of those eastern North Dakota people.
A whole nother show. Anyway, we'll wait for Ms. Verma to join us, and we might have to carry that over into the next break because we have lots of questions. Anyway, while we are waiting, let me tell you about our friends at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. If you go into any PetroServe USA location, that's the Mandan location, Bismarck, all the way down 94, you can stop. Of course, I always recommend a stop in Valley City, exit 292. They're in Castleton. Then you get into West Fargo, all throughout West Fargo, up at Harwood, down at Wahpeton. Then you keep going to Dilworth, and you get to Bemidji, and up at Grafton, and Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks. You get the idea. Four items for $4. Where do you get lunch for $4 ever? And it's a pizza, and it's two great cookies, and it's a 20-ounce drink for $4. And, of course, home cooking. Grab-and-go home cooking. That's what I love about it. You can become an owner. Tell them you want to be an owner when you get there. You fill a little form, and you're an owner. That's right. You own PetroServe USA. I love that. And speaking of Valley City, if you're cruising 292, or cruising 94 rather, and want to stop off at exit 292, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie is yours. Okay? Is yours. Simple as that. All right. While we're waiting for our next guest, let's get back to the phones. How about that? Dave, just south of Dickinson, on What's on Your Mind. Dave, go ahead.
Good morning. I was wondering, with all the things that the Democrats have pulled on Trump and Flynn and the way they lied to Congress and everything, couldn't they be busted under the RICO Act?
Well, it's a crime. I don't know what I don't. You know, I don't know enough about the law. I've heard other people suggest that would be the way to do it.
They're an organization that is obviously engaged in criminal activity of treason against our country.
Well, treason would be a separate charge, right?
It might be, but you know,
is treason in the RICO statute? I don't think it is. That's more for like mobs, right? The mafia. That's where they took down a number of mob-like activities was RICO, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
But isn't that what the Democratic seems to be doing?
I agree with you.
Like a political mafia. They're still an organization.
Here's what I don't understand.
The RICO Act to take down the KKK and other organizations.
What I don't understand is why there isn't an absolute revolt from the country for this to be handled better.
Well, that's why we have the Second Amendment, so that we are allowed to revolt against the stupidity of the government when it gets to be that way.
You know, but I'm not talking, let's just, for a minute, why do you think, Dave, that if you went over to Arby's today, and you're ordering a burger, and the waitress comes over, and you say, what do you think of the fact that the President of the United States, before he was president, was spied on by his own country? That the crooked cops of the FBI did one thing, that the surveillance, isn't that horrible? What do you think the waitress would say?
She'd probably say, if she had any kind of education at all, that that's nothing new. They did it to Martin Luther King. They did it even to rock and roll. The FBI had an operation going to try to make any stars from rock and roll look bad, either through drugs or sex, or even if they died, it was okay. So the FBI spying on American people and citizens is nothing new at all.
But what I'm getting at is I don't think the average person in America gives a rip. I don't think they care. And you know what? If a Republican Justice Department had spied on Barack Obama, would they care more? Is it just that, out of sight, out of mind? Was it too much drip, drip, drip in the news, so you just got, tired of it and you didn't necessarily process it all? I don't think enough people care. So it's hard to say, go do a prosecution, don't do this. I want them to, but I wish people would care first. Do people care?
A lot of it depends on the propaganda machine that's been established. Remember, Karl Rove said a few years ago that the reality, we will create the reality that we want you to believe.
We will create
the reality we want you to believe. Propaganda news agencies.
Well, propaganda is the right word for most of the news media in America, for sure. Dave, appreciate your call. Thanks so much. And, call again. Good to hear from you. I appreciate the time chatting. All right. We are pleased to welcome to the program the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Dr. Seema Verma, is here. Seema, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Glad to have you on the program. We appreciate you taking the time. I want to first ask you about your role on the President's Coronavirus Task Force. And just give me a sense of, the day-to-day tick-tock that still remains related to this issue with that task force.
Well, this is a whole-of-government approach. I mean, we have representation from all of the key agencies, and we always start with the data. Dr. Birx goes over, what's going on across the country. We're looking at case counts. And we're having discussions. Obviously, you hear a lot of the results of those discussions, whether it's about new therapeutics, whether it's about vaccines. In more recent days, we've had conversations about nursing homes, around reopening guidelines. So I think you've seen a lot of the results of our discussions.
Yeah, and one thing I always try to do when we talk with folks within the administration is bring them inside a little bit as to how the president and the vice president operate, because sadly much of America see the president and vice president through the prism of the media. You don't have to worry about that. You're side by side. What do you want Americans to know about this issue and specifically how they go about attacking a problem?
Yeah. So I think both the vice president and the president listen to the experts, and they listen to, they look at the data, and they're making data-driven decisions, and they're making their decisions based on the recommendations from the experts that we have on the task force, whether it's Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Hahn, Dr. Redfield. You're talking about some of the world's leading experts on infection control, and that's where they're taking their, that's who they're listening to.
One of the things we hear a lot, and I don't know if you do as well, but it's from family members who have loved ones in congregate care facilities who are suffering right now. And I hear from nurses in nursing homes that talk about family members that are suffering. I've heard the term, okay, whatever could happen to me from coronavirus is nothing in comparison to being separated from people I love. I know you have some new regulations out. And I know there's some more flexibility for states. We don't have a New York problem, never have in North Dakota. And so what is the future look like for nursing homes and family visitations in places like this?
We understand that this has just been a very difficult time for nursing home residents and their family members. It's just heartbreaking that this separation had to go on. But that was about keeping those nursing home residents safe. And that being said, that's why we put out these reopening guidelines. We want to make sure that nursing homes and states have a plan to reopen these nursing homes so that we can reunite families with their loved ones.
Texter sent a note, said, has anyone thought about asking their senior loved one what they want? If it were me in a nursing home, I'd want to see and hug my family daily. And if I get COVID, so be it. This is not quality of life, living extra days if I can't touch my loved ones. So what kind of, I get that you totally understand what you're trying to do. You're doing what you're supposed to do as the administrator of the CMS on this issue. If I talk to the Long-Term Care Association here, they'll say, we don't have any choice. CMS pays the bills. It's up to them. We can't be flexible. We can't do anything. So I know there's now governors involved. Is there any innovation here? Is there any what this caller's talking about? Give the families the option. Is it a cocoon of a bubble of sorts around the staff and family members that are going in addition to the loved ones, and lots of testing? What kind of innovative ideas are out there to solve this problem and get loved ones back in front of those that are in these facilities sooner?
Yeah, well, when it comes to nursing home residents, obviously we want to keep them safe from the coronavirus. That being said, I think it's also important that we ensure that nursing home residents have the highest and best quality of life. And certainly the ban on visitation has been a very difficult experience for them. And that's why we put out these guidelines. I think the guidelines talk about starting with the baseline of testing. Testing all of the nursing home residents, testing the staff, and then continue to test staff on a weekly basis. We've also put in guidelines about when you do reopen those facilities around ensuring that visitors have masks or face coverings and encouraging the residents to do so as well. So I think we're providing that pathway because we believe and think it's very important for our nursing home residents to have visitation and understand how important it is to reunite them with their families.
I want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about the flexibility the administration has given governors when we come back after a short break. If you hang on just a few minutes, we'll finish our chat after the break. Our conversation with Seema Verma from CMS.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markgaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck.
We're back on What's On Your Mind. We're talking with the administrator of Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And specifically a little today focused on long-term care and the changes coming down the pike related to the COVID case. North Dakota, SEMA, has had 33 deaths in congregate care. And our total death count right now from COVID-19 is 44. So it obviously represents a large share of that, and I think that number is, I see, a high and higher even around the country. But every month, in nursing homes in North Dakota, about 260 people die. So, you know, since March, 33, not necessarily a lot. Is that what you're finding elsewhere? Is in other words, some people would look at that and say, this is not as big a problem as we've been led to believe. What would you say to that?
Well, one of the things that we've done is we've now required nursing homes to report their information around COVID virus in terms of infections and deaths in the nursing homes directly into the CDC. And that's going to give us a better picture of what's gone on in nursing homes. Right now, they're required to report into their local health department, but the information is different, and every state collects that information differently. So I think we're going to have a better understanding. Suffice to say that we know that it has had a devastating impact on nursing homes. And you're talking about a very contagious virus, elderly individuals with underlying health conditions living in close quarters. So that's why we took very rapid action at the very beginning of the coronavirus. Even in February, we were reissuing our guidelines around and requirements around infection control. We've been meeting with the CDC on a regular basis and doing investigations of nursing homes. Having the CDC do epidemiological investigations, and then based on that data and science, continuing to push out more information to nursing homes, speaking with nursing homes every week about best practices, and doing everything that we can to keep nursing home residents safe.
So now, knowing that, the numbers in North Dakota and what you're trying to do to get those correct numbers, talk about the pathway you mentioned before the break, about we want to get on a pathway to figuring out the right way, testing, PPE, whatever, so family members can get in. In a state like North Dakota, at what point would you feel comfortable with the governor, Doug Burgum, saying, you're good, let families in, let them go? How long? What do you anticipate, you know, that kind of timeline would be?
Yeah, so the guidelines provide flexibility for state and local officials. I mean, Governor Burgum has shown strong leadership. He's actually asked for all the nursing home residents to be tested, which is exactly what we've said in our recommendations, to start with a baseline so we understand the extent of the coronavirus for nursing home residents, and also testing healthcare workers on a weekly basis. But we've given that flexibility to state and local officials because they need to assess the situation on the ground. And every state is different. This virus is spreading differently all across the country. The situation in New York is very different than the situation in Nebraska. And so these guidelines are intended to help governors and local officials make those decisions. They need to assess the case count. They need to assess what's happened in the individual nursing homes and then make the best decision, because we know that families and patients are just anxious to be reunited with their loved ones.
There has been a lot of concern over the medical community listing something as COVID that wasn't COVID, and the whole with COVID and of COVID. And some people see a concern about the relief package that says, well, if you use the ventilator, you get this much. If you have a COVID patient, you get this much. Should we worry about that? President Trump's administration is not going to allow people to say somebody died of COVID when they didn't, are they?
Absolutely not. This administration has always been focused on fraud and abuse. I can tell you that we have meetings very frequently on program integrity and making sure that, providers across the nation do the right thing. You know, just as we've expanded telehealth services and we've given flexibility to healthcare providers during this difficult time, we also want to make sure that providers are doing the right thing. And that's why behind the scenes, we have a very aggressive approach to detecting fraud and abuse. And as part of that, we will be looking at providers and ensuring that they have correctly diagnosed patients. We'll be looking at medical records, and that review will occur.
How do you see healthcare financing transforming, a new normal around this, nursing homes, prevention around core morbidities? What's going to come out of COVID that will transform the financing piece of healthcare?
I think it's important that we make sure that we have a resilient healthcare system. One of the things that we've been talking about even before the coronavirus is the push towards reimbursing providers differently. I mean, right now we pay every time something happens, but maybe we should be paying providers based on, you know, how good of a job they do in keeping patients healthy and the outcomes that they achieve and the quality that they provide, rather than just paying them. And that's one of the things that we've been talking about for a long time, and we're going to continue to push. I think that could actually help the healthcare system be more resilient to coronavirus and, you know, potentially future pandemics.
I hope you've been hearing lots from Governor Burgum, Senators Kramer, Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, because the good folks of North Dakota are very concerned about this issue, and I know that that the Trump administration has been proactive, so they're probably forwarding a lot of those concerns your way, and we appreciate you doing everything you can to recognize the situation here and give us the best possible service. Thanks so much, Seema. We really appreciate chatting with you.
Well, thanks for having me today. Thank you.
Seema Verma, Administrator of the Centers for Medicare Medicaid Services. Our exclusive interview with Governor Doug Burgum and First Lady Catherine Burgum. To recap their conversation with President Trump and Melania Trump.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.